is the youngest devotee. But we are very transcendent, proud about him, because he is the first product of our Prahlad English school, you know. We had a bit of sincere desire that at least the younger generation should take up to this eternal science and continue. As we being elders, we are going to go away sooner or later. So please, this is the achievement the Prahlad school has achieved because of Gadadhar Prabhu and our Vaishnava is squeezing himself to the last drop of blood. And it so happened that we had a bit of difficulty in transport, ferrying the children, you know, from home and to school. So Vaishnava has taken that responsibility. He is very busy in that. So he had some different arrangement. He is going to be made soon, very soon. But these difficulties do arise here, because we are always engaged in preaching. We had the idea that the best preaching method is to start something for the younger generation. And we have done it. Please, if we can cooperate, we will be so very happy. Around the world we went this time, Krishna's mercy. And in Abu Dhabi, they have Prahlad school. And we should call now this Prahlad school as a Prahlad International School.
Yeah.
With Abu Dhabi, they have 120 children. And in that country, being Muslim country, they are not allowed to assemble. But what they are doing, that in different houses, 10 children each Mataji teaches. And very nice school is going on. No doubt at the moment it is Friday, Saturday school, because the holidays on Friday and Saturday. And all those children, they are chanting verses very nicely, reading Bhagavatam. Not only that, but they have their own programs. These children have programs. They give the classes also. So soon our Kachya will be giving the class. Because it's very important to see that these boys chant 16 rounds. 1-6. Definitely. It doesn't neglect one single round. And daily. Apart from that, his studies are beautiful. He speaks English very fluently. And he has decided that whatever the education may be, or whatever it is, it will go on, but he will never leave this school. His family may be migrating and going to Surat or somewhere, but they have decided that our culture will be here. It's very nice of them. The families are very favorable. If all the families become very favorable like this, then we don't have to worry about younger generation. This is the beginning. We want Vaishnavas in this way. Because this younger generation will be completely safe with the chanting and Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. Nothing else is needed. They should be stretched, this is important. And I'm very proud that all the students of the second standard particularly, which is the highest standard in our school at the moment, they are all very nicely inclined to chant, and every student is inclined. But this student is a special one. I don't know how he came to this school, but somehow Devi Krishna has chanted him to this school, seeing his sincerity. And it's so nice to see him. At 4 o'clock nobody can get up. He forces the entry to get up and bring him in. He's far away, isn't he? How far away is Vishnu? How far away? Huh? That's right. So to come at 4 o'clock is very difficult. I can't get up here and come. I don't know your position, but my position is precarious. This is our Nirmal is coming in 2-3 days. And how nice he looks. The man, for your own health, you have to be connected to the temple. What are you doing? Please come very often here. At least unknowingly you have fresh air, if not anything else. Please, these things have got to be propagated. Hopefully, this Atma who was with us, he should be coming very soon. And for 1 year at least he is here then. He has decided that he will go and come back from USA, and he will be nearly permanently staying here. Then Gopika is coming sometime in next year. She is finishing her education, so she will be here. Or Radhika is coming soon. Radhika has decided, but at the moment she is earning money to spend here. Yeah. Devaki is out of question. The thing is, all these ladies together, they will prop up the school like anything. We have to print their photographs and everything. We are preparing, in the process of preparing some brochure about it. So please do it. These Abu Dhabi people were insisting that at least the higher standard boys should come to Abu Dhabi. And those boys from Abu Dhabi should come here. So we'll have a nice experience for these young children to go to Abu Dhabi. At least they will cross the ocean. And it's only 2 hours flight. It's not that much. So we will try some or the other to have the concessional fare for these people. Minimum expenses will be there. And therein they are really waiting. It's so nice of them to cultivate. There are nearly 20-30 families. They are doing very good in Abu Dhabi. We are very transcendent proud of them, because the most of the Lakshmi to maintain and to carry on the expenses is coming from there, and without any efforts really. And Krishna within, we have very big project at hand at the moment. So sometime this week we are going to dig the land. Murat has to be done. This, and the main thing is, we are not engaging any labor to dig the land. You will have to dig, all of you. And you have to kar seva, you know. You please, whenever you can, come here and do whatever you can. No doubt technical people have got to be employed for the artificial work or something. And then marble is technical. But we have dreamed that we'd have all Makrana marble white. To everywhere it will be marble. The budget runs out of our reach, but nothing is out of reach of Krishna. Everything within his reach. This marble is nothing but we are doing. So please, don't worry about your Lakshmi. Keep your Lakshmi wherever you are. And tie it by a bundle and keep it in the cellar. And keep it in the cellar so that nobody can touch it. But even then, oh. Very petty he is. He is petty yourself. Buddha tane kya maam kare ki. You are behaving as if he is adopted son. He is a real son, you know. Somebody must be like him also. Krishna wants everybody. What happened to him? Vaibhav? Remember his wife? What is it? Hey, Vaibhav? How are you doing? He's scared. But Atma was very scared. You know. That's when the phone call came. Is it JT? Anyway, so please, the thing is, the monument for Krishna here in Rajkot, at least particularly, should be ideal. So we are going beyond our means. But as I told you, maybe some things are beyond our reach, but nothing is beyond reach of Krishna. Krishna is doing and he will do it. The thing is, we have to put the labor into it. Please increase the young folk and those who are already with us. Please be serious to utilize your time here to do some seva. I mean, this is manual labor. We may have to employ some machinery or this or that, but most of it will be from our people. In London, this Swaminarayan people has built a very nice temple. It's all marble. The followers of them left their jobs, mortgaged their houses, and donated. And then after 2 years, they did not work. It's all karseva. And they had to spend again so much in labor, because it's all technical jobs. The whole, you'll be surprised how people are working for Krishna, or God, whatever you call him. Philosophy may be anything, but so much dedication is there. They had bought the marble from Italy. The whole marble was shipped to Jaipur. It was, the temple was carved in India, and all the carved pieces were shipped again back to London. And they were fixed by these devotees who had left their jobs and mortgaged their houses. I am not telling you to go to that extent. Don't mortgage anything. But at least, whatever strength you have, whatever intelligence you have, please come and be after here. Vaishnava Sabha or other devotees, they are struggling on their own, you know. So much struggle is there. Pity them. They are doing for Krishna. Nobody can stay here for even Sunday. Today is Sunday. You people are not able to stay here for the whole day. They are staying here lives together. Whole life. These two boys, these Sundar Gopal and Vaishnava Seva, since last 12 years, they haven't seen the roof of their house. There is nothing to be seen in the roof, really. So, they have got a wide roof here. But I mean to say, day in and day out, these boys are here. Please, at least, Sunday stay here and do some job. If not, water the trees. Dig, clean, so much job is there. Please, at least you should spare Sunday, if not any other day. Shoo kare, ghare din shoo kare, ghar to chhe nahi idhar. You don't have any house. What are you doing at home? Hamna program to se, ane bur. All your motorcycles should be confiscated on a Sunday. You should take all the cycles in your charge and don't give them at all. They can walk home if they want. Please, somebody, we are requesting you, may Krishna put some light into your brain and try to understand these things. There are so many devotees around the world. They are trying very hard. This time, we were in London, and that time it was very expensive to go to USA. As it is, the airfares are increasing and everything. In USA, without the planes, we can't go anywhere. The time was limited again. So Poonendu was with me, and he came all the way from Minneapolis to London, and then he spent for the whole trip, which came to nearly, if I tell you in rupees, it was 4 lakhs of rupees. Please, it's so very costly, things are there. But even then these devotees are doing. Singapore also is helping like anything. In lakhs of rupees. Even then it's not enough. So Jagatpati must empty his purse. Really, Jagatpati is not here. Dharapati. Dharapati. He said, I'll give you when I earn. But Krishna is not going to wait up to that. I mean to say, money is nothing. At least you can give your strength. And he is chanting rounds very sincerely. Our Kashyap is chanting, our temple is coming. Because of his chanting, we are digging now this week. Because Krishna is very merciful to the children. They are innocent. Taramagajma Kataroj. Anamagajma Kataroj. These are the few things we have to remember and cooperate as far as possible. All these places are for you and the future generations to come. We are all on the way out. No, nobody knows how long we are here. Eventually you will have to manage and you will have to carry on. Have a nice first class monument. Krishna's mercy, we have so much big land. And development will take crores of rupees, maybe billions of rupees again. But doesn't matter, Krishna is very great. We concentrate on this project at the moment. And the second in line is school building. And the school building also, if I could, Krishna will help us, it will be again marble building. Cool. They will be looking at the school, you know. Such a nice building. That's why we are not constructing any rooms or this or that. We'll go for the nice project. Until that time, we'll house the school here. This is a dream. All of the dreams should be in the right direction. And so far, he has fulfilled our dreams. So why not he continue? He will definitely help us. Please chant your rounds at least sincerely and do whatever you can for this yatra. In Minneapolis also, they have started the Pillar School on Saturday, Sunday. Those children were also very eager to come to India. Many of those children, they didn't see India at all. So they are very fascinated to hear about India. So the few elder children, they were ready. Manohar Krishna Das's children, they both are ready to come. Yeah, they don't remember. And they come, if they come, they go to Bihar. Wherein fighting is there. So what is there in India? It's fighting is there. They don't know about the temple communities at all. So eventually, we'll have a nice meal of children in Rajkot. And these children also will have some opportunity sometime to go somewhere. Okay, this is how the Pillar School is an infectious disease. It is infecting everywhere. Yeah, then where did I see again? This Minneapolis? Abu Dhabi?
Australia.
In Australia already they have started Pillar School. It's going on. And Viraj Krishna is very serious about it, because his child is growing up. So this is the right way, because the children must be given this eternal philosophy through the practice, you know. Otherwise mere telling will not help them. And they say, please, these are the few countries. And I'm sure in Singapore also, you should want. What is it?
We call it Gopal's Garden. Gopal's Garden.
Yeah, now I'll change it. Prahlad International School.
Yeah.
We are very fond of international here. Anybody, anything, international. International. They say, we come from Bombay. Bombay is international. We are Baroda, Ahmedabad, and Bombay is international. That nation and this nation, international. We live in the nations, you know? Maharashtra nation, Gujarati nation, international. Every school in Nasik is known as international. And, oh, it is international, all right, international. And there is nothing at all. Our school will be, in a real sense, international. We'll have so many white teachers or black teachers or foreign teachers, like Radhika is also foreign for us. Please, these girls, they are helping us like anything. And some of the Krishna's mercy, the children benefited here. those who did not have any chance to see the teacher like Atma. And he was fed up, he was screaming at him. But he said that screaming was very pleasing. I don't like it in USA. So somebody says he's hurrying up and he may be here soon. But this is how. Please be courageous, and this project has to go further. Schools have to go further for our own younger generation. Otherwise we are heading for losing our younger generation. Then they will be really victimized by the illicit connections and maybe liquor and this and that and that and that. As it is, the things are worsening. We can see the difference between Maharashtra and Gujarat. Because Maharashtra is a free zone. The liquor is freely available. It's naked dance of the sins in Maharashtra. After 9 o'clock at night, nobody can come out. Such a bad thing is there because it's free liquor. And everywhere, Vrindavan bar, restaurant and bar. At least strike of Vrindavan. Then Madhuvan restaurant and bar. Everywhere, restaurant and bar, restaurant and bar, restaurant and bar. Please, at least Gujarat is saved till it's not free. Something happens and if it is free here also, the same thing will be repeated. So far the population is protected. But this is really, if we have to save our... Now whatever is going to happen is going to happen. Kali Yuga is raging ahead. I remember since last 20 years, it's so much changed. What to talk of 50 or 60 years or 100 years? In 20 years it's completely changed. We try our best to give our children the best thing. In the end, destiny is there. But whatever they do daily, they will have... They want us to hear that. Please, just to give this information, our Krishna Kinkar Das is here. Your factory has got to be sold. Furniture should come here. And you remain there. Do you understand English? My English you don't understand. Krishna Kinkar Das is very sincere. He is helping Trivendram group very nicely. Many times he purposely goes to Trivendram. So please continue these things. As if your life is going on, you should always remember two verses, these two verses. Please learn. You know first verse. Hare Nama, Hare Nama. And the second verse now, in Abu Dhabi that Purna Pragya gave, is very nice verse. Please repeat. Kalakshepo.
Kalakshepo.
Nakatavya. Kalakshep means wasting time. Kalakshepo. Na katavya. Do not waste time. Come on, repeat. Kalakshepo na katavya. Kalakshepo. Kalakshepo.
Kalakshepo.
Na katavya. Don't waste time. And why? In the second line, he gives the answer. Why we should not waste time? Kshinam.
Kshinam.
Ayuhu.
Ayuhu.
Kshane kshane.
Kshane kshane.
Kshinam means decreasing. Ayuhu means life. Kshane kshane means every moment. Every moment we are decreasing our life. That's why we should not waste our time. Kalakshepo.
Kalakshepo.
Na kartavyaha.
Na kartavyaha.
Kshinam.
Kshinam.
Ayuhu.
Ayuhu.
Kshane kshane.
Kshane kshane.
Yamaraj, yamasya.
Yamasya.
Karuna nasti.
Karuna nasti.
Yamaraja is not merciful. As soon as the time is over, his noose will come around your neck. And then you can't tell him anything. No excuse. You have to go. The Yamasya,
Yamasya.
Karuna,
Karuna.
Nasti.
Nasti.
कालक्षेपो न कर्तव्य क्षीणम आयु क्षणे क्षणे यमस्य करुणा नास्ति. These things are facts. Don't waste time, we are advised, because every moment of life is decreasing. Nobody can deny every life is decreasing. Then yamasya karuna nasti, there is also fact. Yamaraja is never merciful. So what is our duty then? Kartavyam?
Kartavyam.
Harikirtanam.
Harikirtanam.
This is verse. Please repeat. Kalakshetho.
Kalakshetho.
Na kartavyah.
Na kartavyah.
Kshinam ayuhu.
Kshinam ayuhu.
Kshane kshane.
Kshane kshane.
Yamasya.
Yamasya.
Karuna nasti.
Karuna nasti.
Kartavyam.
Kartavyam.
Harikirtanam.
Harikirtanam.
You have to recite, eh? Be attentive. Kalakshepo.
Kalakshepo.
Na kartavyah.
Na kartavyah.
Kshinam ayuhu.
Kshinam ayuhu.
Kshane kshane.
Kshane kshane.
Yamasya.
Yamasya.
Karuna nasti.
Karuna nasti.
Kartavyam.
Kartavyam.
Harikirtanam.
Harikirtanam.
Kalakshepo na kartavyah.
Kalakshepo na kartavyah.
Kalakshepo na kartavyah.
Kalakshepo na kartavyah.
Kshinam ayuhu. Kshane kshane.
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 Yamasya karuna nasti.
Yamasya karuna nasti.
Yamasya karuna nasti.
Yamasya karuna nasti.
Kartavyam harikirtanam.
Kartavyam harikirtanam.
Here harikirtanam has a wide connotation. It's all. You preach, that is kirtan. You read and prepare yourself, that is kirtan. You do anything regarding Krishna, that is harikirtan. So don't think that it is only take kartan and kirtan. No. Anything you do regarding. Now, Kashyap has come here for Mangalati, is harikirtan. So always we have to perform harikirtan. Repeat now. Who will repeat?
Kalakshepo na
Take his paper from his hand. Come, give me the paper. Tu api chor chhe tu. Income tax ni chori aavi chhe kad. Come.
Kalakshepo na kartavya.
Kalakshepo na kartavya.
Kshinam ayuhu kshane kshane.
Very good.
Kshinam ayuhu kshane kshane.
Yamasya
karuna
nasti.
Yamasya karuna nasti.
Kartavyam hari kirtanam.
Kartavyam hari kirtanam.
Come on. Do you hear you? He's a gambler. He's a gambler. Head of the gambler. Sinful activity. I'm the head of sinful activity. Come on. Kalakshepo.
Kalakshepo na kartavya.
Very good.
Kalakshepo na kartavya.
Ayuhu kshane kshane.
Very good.
Ayuhu kshane kshane.
Yamasya karuna nasti.
Yamasya karuna nasti.
Kartavyam harikirtanam.
Kartavyam harikirtanam.
Very good. If we sing, you know, it fits into it. Kalakshepo na kartavyah.
Kalakshepo na kartavyah.
Kshinam ayuho kshane kshane.
Kshinam ayuho kshane kshane.
यस्य करुणा नास्ति कर्तव्यं हरिकीर्तनं कालक्षेपो कालक्षेपो न कर्तव्यः कर्तव्यः दिस विसर्ग इज शुड बी प्रोनाउंस ऑल राइट एच एंड द डॉट ऑल दिस शुड बी प्रोनाउंस्ड कालक्षेपो न कर्तव्यः Yes, Krishna Kinkar Das. Kshepo na kartavyaha. Ayuhu. Yamasya. Karuna nasti. Kartavyam Hari Kirtanam. Very good. Yes. Come on. Na kartavyah. यमस्य करुणा नास्ति कर्तव्यं माताजी प्लीज कालक्षेपोन कर्तव्यः These verses, they fix us to the right goal. There is a purpose of this verse. Nashta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sivaya bhagavati uttam sloke bhaktir bhavati naishti. Somewhere ena kena prakarena, in any way, our mind must be convinced to follow this path, and these are right. The factual arguments are there. Nobody can deny. Nobody can deny that is a fact. So factual arguments will convince our mind. Otherwise the mind will be rebellious. So in order to quench that revolution of mind, we must have a substantial argument. Then only we will be convinced. And if we are not convinced, how can we tell others to be convinced? So you have to be strong about these things. Always please keep when you come to the temple, Japmala must be with you. And chanting should go on. Chanting in the basis. You see, at the time of death, everything vanishes. There is no Bhagavad Gita, no Bhagavatam, nothing at all. You don't have breath to chant Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam. The whole study of Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavatam, or the following the tenets of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, is for this life. At the end, only chanting remains. Nothing else. You know, when the person is dying, Just we put the chanting tape. There is no Bhagavad Gita. These literatures are required for the whole lifetime to convince ourselves that chanting is very important. And that's why 16 rounds we should never neglect. If you neglect, rounds will neglect you. Then your mind will be running here and there. And nobody can give any other instruction. There is no instruction. This is the prime instruction. If somebody gives any other instruction, he is dragging us to illusory energy. Any other instruction is illusory energy. Wherever you are, this is Vrindavan. Prabhupada said many times. He has written to one bhakta that I was staying in Vrindavan already. But I have left Vrindavan, I am in America now. But for me, it is Vrindavan. Because I am always with Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and chanting. So wherever you sit, it is Vrindavan. You don't have to run to that patch of land. That should be clear in our mind. I want to die in Vrindavan. So I have created Vrindavan here. Vrindavan means continuous remembrance of Krishna. In Radhe Radhe, Prabhupada did not chant any time. He was in Vrindavan. Never. People will tell him Radhe Radhe is Hare Krishna. To that extent, we should be very clear. Radharani is very important. But chanting is not there. Their chanting is misleading. Radhe Radhe, Radhe Radhe. That is the Radhe Radhe. He is running after a girl. Nothing more. Clear and simple. We don't understand Radha. Radha word comes from Aradhana. Aradhana means intensive prayers. And he doesn't have any prayer. What to talk of intensive prayer? And then Radha Radha, please, this is misleading. Don't fall victimized to this man propaganda. Please, very easy to create Vrindavan anywhere, provided you are fully engaged in these things. And engagement has got to be there. Kshinam ayu, kshane kshane. How nice sloka is there. Because every moment our life is decreasing. All the moments we are spending in this and that should be utilized in increasing our knowledge of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam for the whole of lifetime. So that at the end of life, maybe Krishna's mercy will remember him. Otherwise we will not remember him. The whole life, whatever you do, in the end we are going to remember that. And all these material jobs, material duties, they are very important. Extremely important. But they are not all in all. This is the thing. There is something more. And that's why Krishna has given us the facility. These material jobs are finished within no time. It doesn't require long. Then we have to construct the temple. So we decided that we'll have funds and this and that and planning and everything. It's going on. So I'm not engaged in it. Planners are doing planning. The photocopies are going on. Or computers are going on. Or something is going on. I'm not doing anything. So why should I waste my time? Why can't I chant or read Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita? You are doing so much duty. His company is sending him everywhere. He should be working, otherwise company will not pay so large sums like this. And his duty is to do that duty very seriously. But it don't take a long time. Wherever he goes, he is in Jagannath Rath Yatra or something, or Harinama. He doesn't know the language even many times. He says, I don't need the language. Prasamadhi. He eats nice. Have nice kirtan. Pravachans are there. Preaching is there. This is how we should do. So don't run after the patch of land. If you can go to Vrindavan so far, so better. But it is not needed. Otherwise, Prabhupada will not leave Vrindavan. He will not leave Vrindavan. Please, if you die there, it's much better. but we have to die on the battlefield. Bhishma did not go to Vrindavan to die. He died in Kurukshetra battlefield. Drona did not. Did they not know that Vrindavan is very powerful? Why they died on the battlefield? This is the instruction of Mahabharata. And these are our directors, Mahajanas. Bhishma is one of the Mahajanas. Mahajana is dying on the battlefield and we go to Vrindavan to die. The inaction is not allowed in the field of devotional service. Inaction is not available. Is not allowed at all. Action is allowed. Continuous action. And that is needed. The culture was shown very nicely. Since last year, last Vyas Puja, he started reading Bhagavatam each chapter, one chapter a day. And day before yesterday, he has completed 12 chapters. How many days we are wasting? We can do it. Chanting of the chapter. Yesterday we chanted first chapter. It didn't take even half an hour, including in translation. Why we are doing that? A continuous story of Bhagavatam we haven't read. We don't know. We are just touching here and there. Bhagavatam. Everything is very elevated. Merely changing the days or running around here and there will not help us. Please have some plan and do it accordingly. Daily if you can spare very well half an hour. So these are some or the other. You have to get attached to these things. And ours is a process wherein 24 hours devotional service is going on. All the activities are also really very much according to the instructions of Bhagavad Gita. And that will save you. Otherwise nothing will save. As it is, the things are deteriorating very fast. Don't know really what is the future tomorrow. This is how. Somewhere in Kanpur some trouble is there. And Maharashtra is destroyed. This is how we are completely, we are losing our consciousness everywhere. Prabhupada wanted that everybody should have been Krishna conscious. But we are really losing the battle everywhere. Because we are not very serious. One serious soul like Prabhupada could save the whole world. And all bunch around us, we cannot save ourselves. What? Please see the level of our consciousness. Improve, please. And we have to chant 16 rounds, I know that. But today before we start chanting, we have the second chapter of Bhagavatam. Please take up Bhagavatam. You know, if they can read Hindi, Gita Press is there. No, otherwise, give ladies this book. Mother, just try.